I've got a God that fills everything, and yet he's small enough to live in my heart. And I don't diminish him in his power, his might, his potential, and what he promised in this book. He can keep it all. He's not weakened because some jackass type preacher wants to make him a minuscule sized little feller that all he does is just love everybody. No! Romans 9, chapter verse 13 said, Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated. God can hate and he can love. God has another side. He don't try to show it. He has to show it. Men compels him to show that other side that God don't want to show. He keeps that other side hidden as long as he can, just like the other side of the moon. God had the other side of the moon hidden for many, 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 many centuries. And now we got some old rockets up there going around to, they want to photograph the other side of the moon. They better photograph the other side of God. I've got that photograph documented. And I'm going to proclaim it too. So the other side of the moon. Job 12:23. He increaseth the nations and destroyeth them. He enlargeth the nations and straighteneth them again. I guarantee you ain't one out of a million preachers in America knows that verse is in the Bible. It's there. 1 Samuel 2, other side of God. Verse 6. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and he bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill to set him among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory, for the pillars of the earth are the Lord's. And he has set the world upon them. He set the world upon a few pillars. And he kills and makes alive. And he bring the beggar up out of the dunghill. Praise God. Set him among princes. That's the God that I serve, and I hope you will. Another scripture here, getting close to the conclusion. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 39. The other side of God. I don't have to talk much about the love of God. Everybody hears that. That's what you hear everywhere you turn. I'm speaking on the other side of God, from that side of love. God is love, but he ain't no bundle of love. He is the source of real love. God is love, a state of being. He is filled with love, but he has another side. It's revealed in the Bible. Deuteronomy 32, 39. God says, see now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill, and I make alive. I wound, and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. If I whet my glittering sword. God's got a sword. He can work on you. His enemies don't think he can and don't think he won't. If I whet my glittering sword and mine hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to mine enemies and will reward them that hate me. I will make mine arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain and of the captives from the beginning of the revenges upon the enemy. Then he says, rejoice, O ye nation, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and will render vengeance to his adversaries. And that other side again. And be merciful unto his land and to his people. He'll be merciful. You better believe it. Woo! And Moses came and spake all the words of this song in the ears of the people. He and Hosea, that's Joshua, the son of Nun. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to Israel. Now listen to what he said here, though. When his conclusion, this is the end of his life, the last day of his life on this earth. And he said, set your hearts upon all the words which I testify against you this day, which ye shall command your children to observe to do all the words of this law, For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. Your life depends on this, believing God. He kills and he makes alive. He wounds and he heals. And through this thing ye shall prolong your days in the land whither ye go over Jordan to possess it. And the Lord spake unto Moses that selfsame day, saying, Get thee up unto this mountain Abiram, unto Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho, and behold the land of Canaan that I give to the children of Israel. Verse 52, Yet thou shalt see the land before thee, but thou shalt not go thither unto the land which I gave unto the children of Israel. And he took him up into Mount Nebo, and there God killed him. Well, he killed him. He held his breath. He did something other than make him die. And he buried him, and no man knows of his sepulcher or his burial ground until this day. Praise God. Boy, he left some warnings, didn't he, there with them children of Israel, that church that he'd pastored for 40 years. 40 years. You ain't put up with me that long. Now just be patient. Praise God. Some of you a little longer than that. Some of you about 24 years. Been around here a while. Sister Tommy, how long been? About 24? Sister June, several. We got left over from before we crossed over Jordan and Canaan's land. Praise God. But I tell you, folks, God's got another side. He didn't want to show it to us. I don't want him to show it to us. I don't want to see none of these funnels coming around here spinning through this property. Let him show it to his enemies, to his adversaries. God reserveth wrath for his enemies and his adversaries. He hath his way in that whirlwind, that cyclone, tornado, and in the storm. And the clouds are the dust of his feet. Praise God. Now, here's the last of God's other side that you and I or me or anybody else will ever see. In Revelation 20, verse 11. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat upon it. Everybody's going to see God's other side. Everybody that's ever lived. They died peacefully. They still going to see it. They died lost. And I saw him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there's found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead. Way down there. Death and hell. And in the sea, they're all coming back. And be back in their bodies. They're going to be restored, resurrected back into their natural, physical bodies. Science proved a long time ago that no chemical elements ever leave the planet. Everything that was here in the beginning, it stays here. Maybe in another form, but it's here. So God's able to put all them chemicals and things together that our body's made out of. And he'll do it. It won't take about that long. They're judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. There's something worse than hell. Did you know that? And that's the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. What a sad ending for people that's contrary, rebellious, aggravating. Just resist the Holy Ghost. Won't submit to God and his will. God, he keeps a record. You're going to be judged out of those things that he's got written down for you and me in the books. He keeps his books accurately. He don't balance them every 30 days like most business folks do. But he'll balance them. And every account is entered and kept accurately. God help us. Who shall be able to stand? Let's pray. Father, thank you for this word. that teaches us about your other side. I don't ever want to see it. I don't never want to see it. I read about it. I've seen effects of those whirlwinds and storms that you have your way in. And I thank you, dear Lord, I've looked. And Psalm 91 says, only with thine eyes shall I look and behold the reward of the wicked.